This is the Aviat Merli of the 25th of May 2025. Original date, the 4th of September 2005. As well as giving teachings, also be forgiving and merciful. Give blessings and take blessings, and your home will become an ashram. Today, Babdada is seeing the lines of purity on the foreheads of all the children, because the foundation of Brahmin life is purity. Do you know what the lines of purity are? Everyone loves purity. Purity is the mother of happiness, peace, love and bliss. Purity is the true decoration of human life. If there is no purity, human life has no value. You can see that the deities are pure, and this is why they are worthy of respect and worthy of worship. When there is no purity, this is human life as you see it today. Babdada gave all of you children this blessing for your Brahmin life. May you be pure. May you be yogi. The activity, behavior and face of a soul who has purity sparkles. This is why purity makes your life elevated. In fact, the original form of all of you children is purity. Your eternal form is also purity. The speciality of such souls is that the personality of purity is always visible in their lives. The reality of purity and the royalty of purity is visible on the faces and in the activities of such souls. These lines are the decoration of your lives. The reality is, I, the soul, this is my original and eternal form. By having this awareness, you become powerful. The royalty is, you yourselves have your self-respect, and you move along giving respect to everyone. The personality is to have constant contentment and happiness. You yourselves are content, and you make all others content. There are also many attainments through purity. You know what attainments Babdada has given all of you children. Do you not? With how many treasures has he filled you? If you were to keep these attainments in your awareness, you would become full. The first treasure you have been given is the treasure of this knowledge, through which you become free from sorrow and peacelessness. Whilst living your lives, you become free from waste thoughts, negative thoughts, sinful thoughts, and sinful actions. If you have any wasteful or sinful thoughts, then by using the power of knowledge, you become victorious. The second treasure is remembrance, yoga, through which you attain the powers, and on the basis of all the powers, you easily overcome all problems and obstacles. The third treasure is dana, through which you attain all virtues, and the fourth treasure is service. By doing service, you receive blessings from those you serve, and you also receive happiness. all of you children receive all these many treasures from the Father. The Father gives all of you equal treasures. It isn't that he gives fewer treasures to some and more treasures to others. But the difference is in those who are taking. Some children attain the treasures and eat, drink, enjoy themselves and use up everything in their enjoyment. Some children eat, drink and enjoy themselves and also accumulate. Some children use everything, but they also continue to increase it. The key to increasing the treasures is to use them for oneself and for others. Those who use them increase them. So ask yourself, have I accumulated these special treasures? Have you accumulated them? What would you say? Yes? Or only a little? Those who have accumulated these treasures remain constantly full. Look, anything that is full doesn't shake. When it is not full, it shakes. Anything that is not completely full will shake. Here too, if you are not full of all the treasures, there is then upheaval. Constantly have the intoxication that the Father's treasures are your birthright. The Father gave them to you, and you took them. So to whom do all the treasures belong? They belong to you, do they not? Those who have these treasures remain very intoxicated. A young prince, a child of a king, is not even aware of what treasures his father has. Yet he has the intoxication that his father's treasures are his treasures, and he has the happiness of owning those treasures. If there is little happiness, what is the reason for that? The Father gave you the treasures. You heard Baba. However, one type are those who listen, and the others are those who absorb them, that's the treasures, into themselves. So those who absorb them are the ones who stay intoxicated. Today, new children have come. Bap Dada is giving all of you lucky children congratulations for your fortune. Have you recognized your fortune? Have you recognized it? You have received God's love, imperishable love, which doesn't last for just one birth. For this love remains all the time for many births, because this time that you are now passing through is also the fortunate time of the confluence age. The golden age is also said to be fortunate, but the present confluence age is even more fortunate than that. Why? It is only at this confluence age that you receive the blessing and the inheritance of constant fortune from the Father. So at such a confluence age, at such a fortunate time, all of you have arrived here to claim your fortune. Bap Dada will tell you children the way to make very easy effort. Because you want something easy, do you not? You don't want anything difficult, do you? These children have found the easy way to make their fortune. You have received it, have you not? It is the easiest of all. Do not do anything else, but just do one thing. You can do one thing, can you not? Say yes or no. Say Haji. So the easiest method of all is from Amrit Vela, whomever you meet, take blessings from him and give him blessings. Even if an angry person comes, you just give blessings to him and take blessings from him. Because blessings are an easy tool for making intense effort. Just as through science a rocket carries out its task very quickly, in the same way, to give blessings and take blessings is a very easy way to move forward. At Amrit Vela, take blessings from the Father by having easy remembrance, and throughout the day, give blessings and take blessings. Can you do this? If you can do this, then raise your hands. What would you do if someone has bad wishes for you? What if someone repeatedly troubles you? Look, you are bestowers, the children of God, children of the bestower. You are master bestowers, are you not? So what is the duty of a bestower? To give. So the best thing of all is to give blessings. It does not matter what someone may be like, he is still your brother or sister. The children of God are your brothers and sisters, are they not? So the other person is a child of God, your godly brother or sister. So what would you give that one? Bad wishes? Does the Father ever have bad wishes? Would he do that? Does he do that? Yes or no? Say yes or no. You will then remain very happy when you don't have bad wishes. Why? Because you give blessings to those who have bad wishes for you. Then, whether they give them or not, you just continue to take blessings. So why would there be any sorrow? Bapdada is giving you children who have come one blessing. If you remember this blessing, you will remain constantly happy. Should Baba tell you what the blessing is? Will you listen to it? The blessing is, if someone causes you sorrow, don't take it. They may cause it, but you mustn't take it. The one who causes it has caused it, but you are the ones who take it, are you not? A bestower is not someone who takes. If they are giving you something bad, if they give you sorrow or peacelessness, that is something bad, is it not? Do you like sorrow? You don't like it, do you? So it is something bad, is it not? Would you take something bad? If someone gives you something bad, would you take it? Would you? You would not. So why do you take it? You do take it, do you not? If you take sorrow, then who is it that becomes unhappy? Do you become unhappy, or does the other person? The one who takes it is more unhappy. If you don't take sorrow from now, then half of your sorrow is removed. You will not take it, will you? Then, instead of sorrow, you will give that one happiness, and so you will receive blessings, will you not? You will then remain happy, and your treasure store of blessings will continue to become full. No matter what souls are like, you just take blessings from every soul. Have good wishes and pure feelings. What happens sometimes? When someone does something that is not right, you try to give him or her teachings. I will put this one right. You give them teachings. Give them teachings, but the most elevated method of giving teachings is to give teachings in the form of forgiveness. Do not just give teachings. Have mercy and forgiveness, and then also give teachings. Remember three words: teachings, mercy, and forgiveness. If you give that one teachings whilst being merciful, your teachings will then work. If you are not merciful in giving those teachings will go in one ear and out the other. Those teachings will not be imbibed. It is like that, is it not? Do you have this experience? You don't become someone's teacher, do you? You quickly know how to become a teacher, but you also have to forgive. The two have to be simultaneous. Have mercy from now. The way to have mercy is to have good wishes and pure feelings. It is said, true love turns even stone to water. True love. In the same way, by giving teachings in the form of forgiveness, the thing that you want, for someone not to do something, or for something not to happen, will happen. The impact of your giving teachings whilst being merciful will transform the hard heart of the other person. So what blessing did you receive? Do not take sorrow, and do not cause sorrow. Do you like it? Do you like it? Now, don't take sorrow. Don't make this mistake. Since the Father doesn't cause sorrow, you have to follow the Father, do you not? So are you doing this? Sometimes you tell someone off. Now don't tell anyone off. Have mercy. Give teachings with mercy. By your repeatedly telling someone off, that soul becomes like an enemy, or you dislike that one. You are the children of God, are you not? So just as the Father is one who purifies the impure, can you not give happiness to those who are unhappy? Now try this out when you go back. You will try it, will you not? So first of all, charity begins at home. If someone in your family causes you sorrow, even then, don't take that sorrow. Give them blessings. Be merciful. First of all, become like this with your family members. The impact on your family will then create an impact in your area, in your community. The community will create an impact on the country, and the country will create an impact on the world. It is easy, is it not? Start with your family. Otherwise, if even one person becomes angry, what does the atmosphere in your home feel like? Does it feel like a home or a battlefield? Do you like it at that time? You do not like it, do you? This is for all of you too. As well as the VIPs, Madaban residents were also sitting in front of Bab Dada. With your companions and your co-workers, do not cause sorrow and do not take sorrow. Give blessings and receive blessings. If at such a time you say with a right from your heart, "My Baba, God, my Baba," it is then said, God is ever present. If you say from your heart at such a time with a right, "My Baba," then the Father, the Lord, becomes present. What is the Father for? He exists for you children, and it is not possible for the Father not to cooperate with you children who have a right. Impossible. So go back with this transformation. Do not go back just as you came here. Go back with some transformation. You spent money on the ticket when you came here. You spent money and gave your time. So you value that, do you not? So the value is to first of all transform your home with self-transformation. There will then be transformation of the country and the world. Let your home become an ashram. Let it no longer be a home, but an ashram. The scriptures also speak of Grahasht ashram, a household ashram. However, today there are none of those ashrams. The ashram is separate from the home. So make your home into an ashram. Give blessings and take blessings. This is the duty of an ashram. Your home will become a temple. What does an idol in a temple do? It gives blessings, does it not? What do people say when they go in front of an idol? Give blessings. They cry out, "Mercy, mercy." So what do you have to give? Blessings. Give godly love, soul-conscious love, not physical love, but soul-conscious love. Today, the love that exists is selfish love. There isn't any love of a true heart. If they have a selfish motive, they give love. If they don't have any selfish motive, they will have a don't care attitude. So what will you do? Give soul-conscious love. Give blessings. Neither take sorrow nor cause sorrow. Look, you have all received a chance. Even Bab Dada is pleased. About 250 VIPs have come for the retreat. All of you people who have come will make your homes into ashrams, will you not? You will make it like that, will you not? Will you? Are you sure? Or are you a little weak in this? Those who think that no matter what happens, they will have to tolerate a little, that they will have to use the power to accommodate. Because the fruit of the power of tolerance is very sweet. You do have to tolerate, but the fruit is very sweet. So those of you who will make a firm promise that you will make every home into heaven, that you will build temples, that you will create ashrams, raise your hands. Do not raise your hands on seeing others do that. Bapdada will take account of it. Do not raise your hands on seeing someone else do it, but raise your hands honestly. Raise the hand of your true mind. Raise the hand of your mind. Acha. Daddies, what prize will you give them for this? Yes, speak. Daddy, so many temples will be built, so what prize will you give them? The answer came, let them bring their family members here. That was not a prize you gave. That is giving them work. And the response was, whatever Baba desires. You will receive a prize. It is not a big thing. But, there is a but. When you go from here, bring about self-transformation through your dana, and after 15 days or 1 month, write your result. Those who do not cause sorrow or take sorrow in any situation for a month will receive a very good prize. Congratulations if you can come. If you can't, the prize will be sent to the centre. Bapdada received remembrance from all of the children in this land and abroad. Whether you sent them by phone, letter or your heart, in return Bapdada is giving to all the children from Bharat and abroad blessings and multi-million-fold love and remembrance. To all you children everywhere who have a right to God's love, to all the elevated souls everywhere who remain full of all treasures, to those who are free from obstacles, free from sinful thoughts, and who remain free from wasteful thoughts, to all the children who fly with the zeal and enthusiasm of bringing about self-transformation, and who also inspire others to transform themselves, to the children with honest hearts, who give Bapdada their news with an honest heart, multi-million-fold love and remembrance from Baba in the form of the Comforter of Hearts, in the form of the Father, the Teacher and the Satguru. Love, remembrance and Namaste. Blessing. May you be a living lighthouse and mighthouse who shows wandering souls their accurate destination. In order to show any wandering soul his accurate destination, become a living light and might house. For this, pay attention to two things. One, recognize the desire of each soul. Just as a good doctor knows how to feel someone's pulse, in the same way, constantly use your power of discernment. Two, constantly keep with you the experience of all treasures. Always keep the aim of not having to tell people anything, but of giving others the experience of all relationships and all powers. Slogan: instead of correcting others, keep a good connection with the Father. Aviat signal. Adopt the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Constantly keep your original and blessed form in your awareness, and all traces of impurity and forgetfulness will finish. Now be ignorant of even the reasons for impurity and forgetfulness, because these forms and sanskars are not yours. They were those of your previous birth. You are now Brahmins, whereas those sanskars and that form belong to Shudras. To experience your form and sanskars to be those of someone else is known as being loving and detached. Om Shanti.